Welcome back to the Vocalist Podcast with Duke and Dave, and contestants have been announced. We know who we have, and man, it's going to be a good show, is it not?
It is my favorite time of year because we know who's going to be in the dang competition, and they're all awesome. They're amazing. I've heard every last one of them. I've chatted with most of them. These are awesome people. Duke, it's finally here. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I've chatted with all of them. Where have you been? How come you haven't chatted with all of them? I've chatted with everyone.
I'm not the host, you know what I mean? So I don't get to quite yet.
So I had the chance to actually call all the contestants and share the good news with them. Probably my favorite thing that we do with the Vocalist is to get to call the contestants that get into the competition and be like, hey, you're in. But I try and drag it out a little. So what I do is
You're so mean.
I know. I love the drama. So what I do is I was like, hey, we're down to our last few auditions. We're just trying to get to know you a little bit before we make our final choice. And, you know, I'm calling just to chat for a few. And I ask them about themselves. And then I kind of like to just drop it in there and almost and see if they catch it. So I'll just say, well, we look forward to having you come out to compete in August. And sometimes they get it, and sometimes it takes a little bit, right? Because like, wait, so I'm in? I'm in? And man, it's fun.
So what was your favorite response? Like who anybody stick out to you as far as when you were going through?
Well, so Daniel Lechner was funny because he's coming back, right? He's our lone returner from last year's competition. And so I couldn't pull the same move on Daniel as I did the others.
Yeah.
So I called Daniel and I was like, hey, Daniel, how are you today? And I was like, you probably know what I'm calling about. And he just said, yeah, I have a pretty good idea. You know, Daniel's so chill. I love it. And I was just like, well, if you're up for it, we'd love to have you come back. And he's like, yeah, okay. Sure. He was driving. It was Memorial weekend, right? So they were hitting the road.
That's right,
and
yeah.
Him and his family. So he was kind of a unique one, different from the rest, but just because he'd been through it.
Well, I'm glad you didn't do the old man trick. You know, the one that's like, well, I'm just so sorry to have to tell you that you'll have to be in the show. You know?
You're coming to Wyoming.
I'm so sorry, but yeah, I always hated those.
Great lineup, though. I mean, when you talk about who we have. So let's just go through the list, shall we?
Let's do it.
By the way, later on in the podcast, we'll be speaking with Shelby Thatcher. She's one of our judges, one of the three judges for the show, and kind of helps select the contestants. So we'll get her thoughts in just a moment. But first off, Leo Cody Jensen. So Leo's from Salt Lake City, and getting to know Leo a little, he's been singing a long time, and he's been doing it kind of as a part-time side gig. He's in a band, and he actually traveled overseas for a while and did some stuff. Leo did, and so he's got a great voice, and he's been singing for a long time. So Leo's going to be. He's going to be a star.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. You know, when we heard his audition, I remember you and I both were like, wow, you know, he sounds like he knows what he's doing. You know, and not that, no, you know, everybody who auditioned, they all were very good. I mean, really, we had a great batch. But I remember specifically him because you and I both were like, yeah, I think this dude could make it. You know what I mean? And he did, obviously. And so I'm curious to kind of see what the judges are going to, you know, say about him specifically. But I think he's got a good run here in this competition.
Elise Call, California girl, but married into a local Star Valley family, which is where the Vocalist is held. And she's extremely excited to be in. We're excited to have Elise Call. A couple Idaho Falls girls who we didn't know that they were sisters until they got into the competition, Christina Stutzman and Allie Wild. So here's what happened, Dave. Here's what happened. I called Allie first, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Allie, and she told me kind of her story in her bio. She mentioned she had cystic fibrosis, and they didn't think that she was going to be able to sing and all this stuff. And now she is. And it's a really cool story, actually. And Allie was telling me about it. Now she's working with this youth choir group that they go out and perform. It's called SOS for Singers on Stage.
Oh, well,
and they do all this cool stuff. And so Allie was telling me this. And she's like, man, that's awesome. And so I call Allie and I was like, you're in. And she's excited. Didn't tell me that she had a family member audition. So I call Christina and I was like, Christina, tell me about yourself. And she starts telling me about how her and her other sister have cystic fibrosis and how she didn't know she was going to be able to sing and how now she's singing and she does this choir group called SOS, Singers on Stage. I was like, wait a second.
Hold on a
second. We didn't know they were sisters until after we'd already said you're both in.
So it was funny. Then you told me, you're like, hey, guess what? we have two sisters on there. And I was like, what? How do we not know this? Like, I thought the names were, because that came out of the blue when I heard the news. So, but that'll be kind of fun. So what do you think about that dynamic? I mean, could you imagine you and your brother being in being some kind of competition?
Well, we compete with each other a lot, me and my brothers. But not in singing competitions.
Yeah.
It's a first sibling duo we've had. Here's the interesting thing is they've worked together as a combo, as a duo for so long. In fact, they were actually even on America's Got Talent in 2010, made it to the final 10, but they were singing together as a duo. Huh. So now they're competing against each other as soloists. So
how is that, huh? Mm. Wow. So that's kind of cool, though. So, yeah, AGT participants, even the top 10, as you mentioned, and then both making it into the final selection. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Hey, speaking of great voices that got in, Dusty Bagley was one of the contestants that was just in.
Yeah.
There was no conversation.
Yeah.
It was Dusty was just in.
Dusty's in. And she's got a great voice, you know, coming from Kaysville, Utah. And Duke, what I'm excited about is we mentioned these names, and, you know, you can see him on the website, thevocalistusa.com, right? But what I'm super excited about this season is that the audience is going to have a chance to really get to know who these people are, these contestants, because of this weekly episode that we're going to be doing. So I'm excited to learn more about Dusty, but also to share that with the whole audience and all the contestants for that matter. But it's going to be fun because you get to kind of see the back end of these people, who they kind of are, and how that'll, you know, how that'll play out.
Yeah. Yeah. Dusty and our first Outside the Rocky Mountains contestant with Jacob Gomez from New York, Amsterdam, New York.
Man, how cool is that, right? Not only is it outside, you know, the Intermountain West, but it's freaking over all the way over the East Coast.
Right?
Right. And anyway, he is a super cool dude, very polite. I'm excited to see where he goes. Just 19 years old. But Duke, you had a chance to talk to him and kind of told me a little bit about what he was feeling, you know, when you first talked to him. But super grateful, right? Super kind. And I don't know. I'm excited to have him part of the show.
I was kind of laughing a little bit because he's 19. And I could get the sense on the phone that he was just like, super excited, but trying to contain it, trying to not lose his cool, you know?
Right.
And so I asked him at the end of the conversation, I was like, so what do you think, Jacob? You pretty excited? And he's, yes, I am. And then, so I always give the contestants, I was like, okay, here's what to expect next. And, you know, we'll be reaching out to you and the other contestants. And yeah, you know, here's kind of what's up. Anyway, Jacob texts me, I think the day after, maybe 2 days later. And he said, I can't remember what you told me. I was too excited. He said, what am I supposed to be doing right now? Yeah, like, what's the next? Because he was so excited. He couldn't remember what I told him. So yeah, Jacob's a stud. I look forward to work or seeing Jacob too.
How awesome is that, though? And if I recall correctly, Duke, you said that that he hasn't really traveled outside of New York or that area, right, the East Coast, ever, right? Is it 4 hours? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so I because that was the one question. I want to make sure he can make it clear out to stinking Wyoming.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, they were, you know, if they got in, they'd already made arrangements to make sure that would happen and whatnot. And I said, how far west have you ever been? And he said, for a track meet, it was not very far. So, yeah, he'll be doing some traveling. Happy to have Jacob. That's and great. Then we have our three wild card contestants as well.
Yes, we do. And, you know, with these wild cards, as we've talked about a little bit in the past, but the whole purpose of the wild card is to try to keep someone in Wyoming or local to our competition. And three of those folks that we've just selected, their previous contestants or previous auditioners. And I'll tell you what, they are pretty awesome. Kai Simpkins was actually the teen vocalist winner from last year. So the 2021 teen vocalist winner. She has got some pipes. I've heard her sing in person several times. She's just so good.
Yeah. Excited to have Kai back for the wild card. Other Star Valley locals and natives, Britton Hunting is going to be on the show, and Lindsay O'Brien is the third wild card contestant. So they'll all be competing July 2nd, and they'll each get one song. They sing it, judges pick who goes on, and one of those three will be at the vocalist in August after the wild card, which is July 2nd.
So that'll be kind of fun. See where that falls into play. But overall, Duke, check this out. We've got a range of ages in this competition. You've got Jacob Gomez, who's 19, could have Kai in there as well. I mean, she's one of the wild card contestants, but she's just 17. And then we've got some folks that are closer to our age in there.
Some old buddies.
Some old goomers. Yeah. but no, Leo Jensen, who's got such a great voice, he's 35. And so just you got a nice range, I think, of singing ability there.
Can't wait to introduce you to the contestants. As David said, you can find them at thevocalistusa.com. And in the coming weeks, we'll start debuting some of the introduction videos, get you a chance to really get to know the contestants before the show and competition in August. Looking forward to that. So Follow it all at thevocalistusa.com. So we get the easy job. We just get to call them and tell them they're in. The hard job is the judges. And they have to, the selection committee has to go through and pick. And it was hard again. Yeah. It's always hard.
It's always hard. So how we set it up is, you know, we send all the committee members, all the judges, send them a little form. They get to listen to all the contestants. Of course, it's all blind, right? So they don't know anything as far as the background information on these contestants. And then they just rank them, you know, just give them a score between 1 and 10. That's really all it is. And then we take those scores, we look at them, and kind of go from there, you know, to make the decisions. But Duke, as you and I were joking around, like, oh, I wonder who would get in between you and I, and we really did it. We really submitted we really did it.
All right, so we want to bring in, before we lose composure, let's do this. Let's we have our auditions that you and I secretly submitted.
Yeah, we do.
They didn't know they were in there. We're going to play some of those, and we're going to play our auditions. And
yeah, yours is pretty good. No, I was impressed by
pretty
yours.
Good. Yeah, my voice is gone, as you can tell. All right, so coming up in a few minutes, we'll play you the Duke and Dave vocalist auditions, yeah. And you'll see why we aren't the ones on stage.
Maybe just
soon.
Put that at the very, very, very end.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do that.
Yeah. So coming up in just a few moments. But first, we have Shelby Thatcher
on
the podcast with us. She is one of the actual singers and one of the judges that has been a judge on the Vocalist podcast for a lot of years now. Shelby, hello.
Hey, Duke.
Shelby, go! It's so good to hear from you. You know, you make me happy because you've been a part of the Vocalist pretty much since we started this thing as a judge, and so you've been able to kind of speak to a lot of the changes that you've seen over the last few years. What comes to mind when you look at what we do and what you do as part of this whole thing? What comes to mind? I mean, what are your thoughts on the whole process of this?
Well, it actually just blows my mind. You know, the new season of America's Got Talent just started last week, and I was watching that, and I was just going, this is a national show, and we get the same talent in our county fair. Like, it blows my mind. And every year it gets bigger and better, and every year I think there's no way that the voices that come this year are going to top last year. And then they do. You guys have done a phenomenal job, and the people that we meet and come in are just so cool.
They really are. And you mentioned the talent of the voices and the competition. You were one of the selection committee members that were able to listen to some of the auditions and had the tough job of ranking them and being part of the process to select the contestants. What were your thoughts as you were going through auditions this year?
Yeah, I take it so seriously. I go into my office, I shut the door, I tell my family, leave me alone, I'm focused, and I go through all of them all at the same time. So, you know, you're fresh on everybody. And, those top 10, like, I don't know. I can't wait to put faces and energy to the voice because, you know, that really makes a big difference who's an entertainer. And I can't wait to see him on stage. But, man, there were some amazing voices. I just am so excited.
So when you were going through that whole process, you know, listening to the different auditions, what point, you know, because it gets there, right, where there's a point where you're like, okay, this is really splitting hairs. Like, you're trying to find, you know, where to give a certain score. Where is that line at? What kind of things do you really look for that kind of divide those finite things that that come along with this?
Yeah, it does get hard because sometimes when you're listening to, I can't remember how many I got to listen to, you know, 70 different voices. But, you know, when someone's got something special, it just stands out. So when you're going through, it's like, okay, that sounds like the same person. That sounds the same. Oh, here's the one. And there's just a few of them. Like I said, there's just something special about them. They just, it drives down into your soul. It's not just another person singing and you hear the song, but you hear something special. It's like, I could hear this person on the radio, you know?
Mm-hmm. Shelby Thatcher, one of our vocalist judges on the Vocalist podcast today. Of course, Shelby, you get to be on stage with the competitors, but also with the other judges, who one of those being Eric Dalton, who performed last year. Tell us about what you remember from Eric in the competition last year and kind of what your takeaway was from him.
Oh, gosh. Eric was just so cool, calm, and collected. You know, he was just so humble. But man, he brought it to the stage. Oh, that it was hard. There were a few people. There were three or four people that I think anybody deserved it. Anybody could have taken it. But Eric had something special about him, just how confident but humble he was. And man, his voice. I cannot wait to hear him sing again this year. So excited.
Yes, me too. And the other judge that's going to be on the stage, of course, with you is Darcy Lynn. What's your thoughts on sharing the stage with her?
Well, it's just crazy because, you know, like I said, I watch America's Got Talent. I remember when she was on and when she won. To ever believe I would sit next to her on a stage and judge a singing competition. It just, you guys, it's like a crazy dream. It's so cool. And I was watching America's Got Talent the other day and they had a little clip about her. I'm like, dude, I'm sitting next to her in like 3 months. Yeah. So I'm so pumped.
Well, we are looking forward to the show as well. Of course, August 8th, and tickets are available right now at thevocalistusa.com. Shelby, what's your favorite thing about the vocalist competition in and of itself? If you had to narrow it down to one thing, why should people plan to be there on the 8th of August?
Oh, one thing, Duke. That's not fair. Okay, let me say this fast. It's just so inspiring. The people stories are so cool. The talent that we have right here is just out of your mind. And it's just good, clean, fun. You can bring the whole family. Man, and your suit. I mean, let's just face it, your suit.
Yeah.
Oh, and do I have a surprise for you this year?
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait.
Oh, dang it. Shelby Thatcher, we love having you on stage as a judge. Thanks for your time today on the podcast, and we'll see you in August.
Sounds great. Can't wait. See you then.
You know, Dave, I've always loved the energy that Shelby brings to the stage. She's just a performer. She loves to be on stage. She loves the vocalist competition and everything it's done. And yeah, it's going to be fun to have Shelby back again.
So great. So great. And it runs in her family because her daughter also, of course, hitting the big stage, foaming in her shoes a little bit, you know, on the national platform. So anyway, it's just, what a cool lady. Just so glad she could be on the podcast.
You know, it's just not fair sometimes. No, some families just get it all, and that's the Thatcher family. They just get it all.
I know.
Yeah.
Share some with the rest of us, the Thatchers.
Come on. And you're going to see why we're saying that, because as promised, Dave and I, last week, we challenged each other to submit our own auditions for The Vocalist. Yep. And it wasn't real, but we did sneak it in, and the selection committee did come across them. And, well, let's just say we didn't do so well. They didn't know it was us. It was all blind, just like you said. They had no idea. Maybe they knew when they heard my raspy, sore throat voice.
Maybe it all clicked at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So we were traveling, actually. We had to go and take care of a broadcast. So you and I, while we were driving, we're like, you know what? Let's do it right now. You know, let's do it right here, right now. So we busted out the phone. We recorded ourselves singing.
Yep.
And that's why you can kind of hear some background noise and some rumble strips and things like that.
Yeah. So a little background. We picked each other's songs, right? So I picked your song. And some background on Dave. He was quite the stage man himself once upon a time.
Well.
He played the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz back in high school. In the musical.
Rawr.
And you did a great job. So I thought, well, maybe we need to have the Cowardly Lion come out and audition for The Vocalist.
Yeah, so we had a little comeback there. That's
all
true.
Right. So here is Dave's audition for The Vocalist. Here it is. Take a listen.
If I were king of the forest.
Yeah, get up there.
Not queen, not prince, nor Duke.
That was for you.
Thank you.
My
Thank
regal you. Robes of the forest.
I like the tongue roll. You really got that.
Not cotton, nor chintz.
Uh-oh.
I'd prepare each thing be it fish or fowl.
Comes the rumble strip.
With a half.
Yeah. Stay on the road, Dave. Stay on the road.
And that went off the road right
that
there.
That was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Wow. Well, here's
can
the
you,
thing.
Can all you right. imagine? Can you imagine going through the auditions and then all of a sudden, like all these really good singers,
yeah.
all these voices, and then all of a sudden you come across that one.
You're like, wait a minute, what? Is this for real? And then, but you know what? I got some votes. All right, not really votes. I got some points.
Yeah,
I'm proud
yeah,
about
you
that.
Did.
I'm proud about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. But you, on the other hand, Mr. Duke Dance, you've been holding out on me. I did not realize that you had so much in you. It's just ready to get out. And so, you know, your song choice was...
That you picked.
Yeah, I'm a Little Teapot.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought that was a very good choice for you because it's fairly simple, but you have some room to kind of do your thing. You know what I mean? You can really just show who you are, just like EJ was telling us last week. Really be who you are. I think you did just that in this.
You think I was who I am? Is that okay?
I think you really showed us who you are.
All right, well,
let's take a listen.
All right, now remember, I lost my voice, okay? I had a sore throat. All right, here we go. The car again.
I'm a little oh, no. teapot, short and stout. Here is my spout.
Keep letting it go.
Shout,
we gotta hear this thing.
Oh, no.
Tip me over and pour me out.
Hey, man, I climbed the ladder.
I'm a very special.
Look at this. Keep it going. I gotta hear the ending.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Goodness. Wow.
Oh, my God.
See, I told you, you've been holding out on me.
Well, I got a one. I got a one for that. On a scale of 1 to 10, the vocalist judges gave me a one.
They did not think you'd be a good candidate for the vocalist competition. And I don't know why. I thought it was a very good audition.
I'm as stunned as you. I am.
I know. I did, on the other hand, get a 4.
Actually, I told you it was a 4.
Uh-oh,
guess what? They dropped it down to a 3.
No!
I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, they went back and some of the judges maybe made some last minute adjustments, so they dropped you down to a 3.
So now I'm that makes me feel. Yeah,
but at least still outscored me by 2. Gosh dang it!
Yeah, I got 2 points on you.
How'd you beat Little Teapot?
I know it was a good. Yeah,
next time we do that, we're gonna have to set up hidden cameras. And so we can see the reaction of the committee when they come across.
Like, what the? What is going on here? How did this guy get in? Congratulations, Duke, on singing your song with all your heart.
I did do that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And
don't have much voice to give to it, but I do have some heart.
I do like when you climb the ladder, like you said. That was kind of fun.
And Dave, you still have the lion in you.
Well,
nicely
you
done.
Know, the vibrato's kind of shot. There's not much of that. But I tried, and I did my best, right? That's all we can do.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Vocalist Podcast this week. Meet the contestants at thevocalistusa.com. Tickets on sale for the August 8th show, and Darcy Lynn's going to be there. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it at all. It's going to be great, Duke.
August 8th and the Wildcard Music Festival on July 2nd. It's all part of the Vocalist Podcast. Check it out at thevocalistusa.com.